We are learning with Sechtes Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and now we are beginning from the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. Omrei Meshuvah Ben Karcha. Another Takanah Yechim Ben Zakai. That's what we're going through over here. Different Takanah Yechim Ben Zakai. If you're wondering how the mitzvah of Lulav got into Rosh Hashanah and the Yom Hanef, so the Teretz is because we're saying different Takanahs of Yechim Ben Zakai. So another Takanah Yechim Ben Zakai. Shafilu Rosh Bezdin B'chol Mokoyim. Even if the Rosh Bezdin went away to take care of something, they still did Bezdin. Usually Bezdin needed Reish Bezdin to say Mekudosh Mekudosh. So you would think that if the Reish Bezdin not here, so you got to wait for him. Edom, don't say in Kiddush HaChodesh. Don't say Edom Kiddush HaChodesh. Wait till the Reish Bezdin comes back. No. He doesn't have to go find the Reish Bezdin and go to a different place. Shloyu Edom Holchim Alamakim Avad. The Edom go to the main Bezdin and they go say Edom's there no matter what. If the Reish Bezdin there or not, that's where they go. That's the Takar Yechim Zakeh. Don't have to go run after the Reish Bezdin. Zok to Gemara. There was a certain lady that they was masmer to din. She owed someone money, and they called her to din. Kameda meima in front of ameima as bezdin. But I doy. Also ameima lechuzo. Ameima had gone to mechuzo for something. Also basrei. And she said, "No, I showed up to his bezdin. I'm not going to mechuzo. Sorry." Kosa psichel levoy. They wrote on her a star shamta. They wrote her a star siruv. She's not coming to bezdin. They put in the chair. Even if the Reish Bezdin is not in town, they don't have to go to the Bezdin. They don't have to go after the Reish Bezdin. So why here? You're making her to go after you. That's only a special din, special takon of Eidus HaChodesh. Because they're not going to want to come anymore if they know that they come here, they run there. So we try to make it easy for them. Like we said before, we gave them a lot of food in the chatzah, different things. We do things easy for them. But here, she is the one who owes money. You want to improve your pay. You're the Eved right now. You have to go wherever we call you to go. That's where you have to go. That's the halacha. Tanarabanim. Another takana of Yechim Zakai. Ain kahanim reshoyim lalis besand leim leduchan. Kahanim are not allowed to go up to duchan to say brichas kahanim with shoes on. And this is one of vizu echad mishteishu takanas shehiskim Yechim Zakai. It's one of the nine takanas that Yechim Zakai was misakin. What was the reason for it? You have to see the Gemara and Saita, different reasons. Either because aim to the Zibura, or because people might see their funny shoes and make fun of them. Akapadim, either way, And try to look. They're going to try to look at the shoes and come to see the shechina on the hands. Whatever the reason is, that was a takana that Rabbi Yechim Zakeh was saying, they can't wear shoes with shas, b'shas birchas kahanim. So it's just the high parakha. We have zu echad mateish takana shehiskim Rabbi Yechim Zakeh. This is one of the nine takanas. Shis the high parakha. Six that we have in this parak yom tov. What are the six we have in this parakha? We have five in the Mishnayis. What are the five? In the first Mishnah, the Tekana of Yechim Zakeh was that you blow shofar in Bezdin. That's number one. Number two is Lulav Nitl Kol Shiva. Number three is Yom Hanef. Number four is the halacha of that you makabel edus the whole day on Rosh Hashanah. Number five is that the Tekana just learned that you go to Beis Havad, you don't have to go to Reish Bezdin. And number six is the Birchas Kahanim. So six right here. So we got six already. We have to get the nine. What's the seventh? In the last parak. And there's six over here, and one in the first parak, which says there that they only sent out shluchim only when they were only mechal Shabbos technically on Nisan and Tishrei. Only mechal Shabbos for Nisan and Tishrei. That was the sixth. That was the number seventh one. So we're missing two more. V'idach, what are the other two more? The Tanya, the Brisa, Gerish and Eskar of Zvanazev. A ger who's an eskayer in Mizman HaMikdosh had to do three things. He had to get a mila, a tvila, which is a mikvah, and he had to bring a carbon. These days, we don't have a mikdosh, so you're missing a carbon. So the Brisa says, a ger eskayer in Mizman HaZeh, besides a mila, a tvila, he has to put away aside money, tzarech shiyafresh roi valakine. He has to set aside a quarter of a shekel for the price, that's how much it costs to buy a bird, to buy birds for a carbon. Amar Rav Shimon Lazar, no. Kvar nimna Allah Rav Yechim Ben Zakai and said, no. Ubitla, he was in Vatla this halacha. Pray out the color. We don't want Mammon Kachim sitting around, maybe to come to have enough of it. Therefore, he's in Vatla this halacha. So here's your seventh, here's your eighth takana. The eighth takana is that he's in Vatla this halacha of being mafresh money, of a ger being mafresh money for a carbon. V'idach, what's the ninth one? Some machlokes. Plukta Rapapa, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Familiar things coming up. Rapapa Makarim Ravai was the takana of Nachman Yitzchak Maloshin Shal Zahiris. Rapapa Makarim Ravai, this is something we learned in the Mesechlis Beya. The Taya learned in a Braisa, which is really, it's a Mishnah Maisa Sheni. It says, Karim Ravai, Oila Lirishalayim, Karim Ravai, they used to bring. The lacha is, Karim Ravai is the fourth year, is the fourth year of Arla. The first 3 years is Asvana. The fourth year, what do you do with the payers? You take it up and you eat it in Yerushalayim. The lacha really is Midrash, you can pay it and bring up the money. It's very hard to bring up payers. It gets heavy, it's very bulky. So you can bring up the money. The lacha was that within a certain area around Yerushalayim, we said, no, since it's close enough, you should bring the payers up, you're not allowed to pay it. Why? Because we want the streets of Yerushalayim to be full of payers. How's that going to help? Because if everyone has their own payers to bring up Karim Ravai, then there'll be a lot left in the stores. So the streets of Yerushalayim will be always full and plentiful of payers. So let's see it in the Mishnah. Karim Ravai, Ha'olei Yerushalayim, Mahalach Yoyim L'chol Tzad. A day's walk in each direction, you had to bring it up, you couldn't repay it. What's that Tchum? Zui Tchuma. Elas Menatzof, in north, anywhere from Elas and closer, you have to bring it up. The Akrabas Menadarim, in the south, anywhere closer, Krabas and closer. Lud Menamayriv, from the west, Lud and on. The Yardim and the Mizrach, and the Yardim from the Mizrach. What's the reason for this? In order to beautify the Shukei Yerushalayim Peperis. Like we just spoke out, if you have a lot of Peris, then the Shalayim will be full of Peris. V'tanya, learned in a Braisa. Karim Ravai Hurler Rabbi Yeza. Rabbi Yeza had Karim Ravai of Mizrach Lud on the east of Lud. Now, east of Lud, that means it's in the border. Why? Because Lud was the border to the west. If you're east of Lud, it means it's close to Yerushalayim. You have to bring it up. And Betzad Kfar Tavi, near Kfar Tavi. And he had a lot of payers, and he said, what should I do? I have to bring it up. What am I going to do? He had a great idea. He said, I'm going to mafkir the whole thing to Aniyim, let Aniyim take it up. I have no time for this. Because Rabbi Eliezer lafkir Aniyim, he wanted mafkir to Aniyim. Omer Tamid of Rebbe, kvar nimnu chavarcha alav. Your friends already paskin v'tiru. They said, let it be parted. Adkan, this halacha. Saman chavarcha, who are the friends? Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yechon Zakkai's takana. Here's the ninth takana, going to our papa. The ninth takana is that it was mevatel this halacha. They have to bring up peres to Yerushalayim, because why was it mevatel? Because this is after the Churban Yerushalayim. The Chum weren't choshu anymore. They weren't worried anymore about making the streets of Yerushalayim beautiful anymore, because it's Churban already Yerushalayim. So we don't care as much about Yerushalayim anymore. Nach Yitzchak Amar no. A different takana was the ninth takana. Now Yitzchak Amar Loshen Shel Zahiris. The Maisa with the Lashon Shel Zahiris, the Talmud and the Brayis. So Rishoyna Yekosh with Lashon Shel Zahiris, a Pesach Ulam Mechutz. By beginning, used to tie on Yom Kippur a little string, red string, on the Pesach Ulam on the outside. Hilbin, if it turned white, Klai Yisrael knew they got a kaparo. Yismeichem, they were all excited. Loi Hilbin, if it didn't get white, Loyat Sevim, they were very upset and very disappointed. And that was not good. You don't want people to be disappointed. It's not good for Avodas Hashem. So they saw him putting a tie on the door on the inside. But Dayan, Hoyimatzitzim, the Kahanim, some of them used to peek. But Royan, Hilbin, if they got white, Hoyisvechim, they were happy. Loy Hilbin, Hoyat Savin. So Hiskinu, they cut it out completely. No red bendel, right the bendel on the Heichel at all. Hiskinu, Shehu, Koishmai, Sechatz, Vesela, half on a rock, Vechatz, Ben Karnov, and all one who saw Shasar, Mishaleach, and all one who saw it was the Kayan who pushed down the Kayan with the Ish'iti, could be anyone, could be Israel. The one who pushed down the Tsar HaMishtaleach down the mountain, he's the only one who saw if the string turned white or not. So that was a takana of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, that he cut out the whole din of tying a red string on the wall of the Heichal. So we have two pshat on what the ninth takana is. Now I have to explain why Rav Papa didn't say Rav Nachman Yitzchak's takana, and why Rav Nachman didn't say Rav Papa's takana. So Gemara explains, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, my time love with Rav Papa, why didn't say like Rav Papa's pshat, like a Kerem Revai? I'm a look. Isaac died to Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. Is Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai made that takana? Chaver of Rabbi Yechim and Yehava. Rabbi Yehava. It says that Rabbi Yechim Tamidim told him, you know, your friends already said you don't have to do it. Who are your friends, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai? Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai was not Rabbi Yechim's friend. He was his Rebbe. So we wouldn't call him his friend. So there can't be Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. V'idach. So what's wrong with Papa? Kimin Tamidim Hayu, since Tamidim were talking to him, doesn't pass to say your Rebbe. And therefore he said your friend. Lav Arachara, the Memorial Rabbi, Rabbach, your Rebbe. So that's Pshat, why Rav Nachman didn't hold Rav Papa's thing, because he held that it wasn't called his friend. Rav Papa had a way out of that. Now, why Rav Papa say Rav Nachman Yitzchak? Rav Papa, my time, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amalach, Isak, Gedai, Terechim, Ben Zakkai. If this was Rechav Zakeh making the sakana by Losh Shal Zahiris, that means he had to be in the time of Beis HaMikdash. Not only in the time of Beis HaMikdash, he had to be before 40 years at the end, because the last 40 years, it never turned white. And here it's Mashmah, some turned white and they're red. So it had to be more than 40 years before the end of the Korban. That's what it had to be. And that's not going to work out. That's what Rav Papa says. It's not going to work out. Because Isaac that Rechav Zakeh, maybe Rechav Zakeh, me have Losh Shal Zahiris. Would the Losh Shal Zahiris ever turn white at that time? The gear says, me have Losh Shal Zahiris in Malbin. But I don't know. Kol Shnoitz of Rechav Zakeh may have asked Mishana. Rechav Zakeh lived 120 years. Mem Shana Osek Bakamachir, the first 40 years, he did a little business. Of course, he learned, but he did a little business. Mem Shana Lomad, next 40 years, he learned full time. Mem Shana Limed, and the last 40 years when he had Talmidim. Now, the only time we were assuming he can make Takanas is only in the last 40 years, when he's by the Dargah of Limed. Metanya, Mem Shana Koidim Shchanech Vabayis, Loi Hai Losh Zahiris. There was no Losh Zahiris, Malbin. Elamadim, it always was red. Vitanan, another thing, Meshachar of his Babayis, his Kamerechim Zakai. We also learned that after the Korban of Bayis, Rechim Zakai was alive. So let's figure it out. The last 40 years of the Korban of Bayis, he was only in, he only started his own last 40 years after 40 years to the end of the Bayis, because he lived after the Korban of Bayis. So his last 40 years, when his window of Takana was the last, let's say, 36 years of the Bayis. At that time already, it was never getting white. So how could it be he made this Takana? But so it can't be. Therefore, Rav Papa holds Rav Nachman's reason is not good. It can't be Rechav Zakeh made a Takana. It couldn't apply to him. His years of Takana was only in the last years of the Korban HaBayis, when it anyway turned red. So what does Rav Nachman say? The 40 years that he was learning, he was a Talmud Yosef Nei Rabbi Hava. He was sitting in front of his Rebbe. For Omar Milsef, he said something with Stav time, it made sense. V'kovei Rabbi Bishmei. And his Rebbe made a Takana Bishmei. So it's possible he had a Takana Bishmei, even though he wasn't on the level making Takanas yet. But if he said something with Stavra, his Rebbe did a Bishmei, and therefore he holds that is the ninth Takana. So we have a Machlaikas here, we have altogether 10, but the Machlaikas, one of the nine, because maybe the other one is not Rabbi Yechim Ben Zakkai, but someone else, each one has their own Taina for that.